This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A Moscow court has rejected Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's appeal against his prison sentence. Earlier this month, Navalny was sentenced by a lower court to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a poisoning. A judge at Moscow City Court ruled Saturday that a month and a half that Navalny spent under house arrest in early 2015 will be deducted from his prison sentence. That slightly reduced his sentence to about 2.5 years in prison. The ruling came even as the country faced an order from a top European human rights court to immediately free the Kremlin's most prominent foe. A police official says 3 separate explosions in the Afghan capital Kabul have killed at least 5 people and wounded 2 others amid a surge in violence in the war-torn country. A police spokesman said the first 2 explosions Saturday took place 15 minutes apart, and a third, targeting a police vehicle, took place 2 hours later. No group immediately claimed responsibility. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the explosions. The majority of bomb attacks in the capital in recent months have been sticky bombs, which are explosive devices with magnets that are attached to vehicles and detonated by remote control or timer. Meantime, the new U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says progress toward a durable peace in Afghanistan depends on the Taliban reducing attacks. He says right now, clearly, that the violence is too high. Austin is a retired 4-star Army general. He says the Biden administration is methodically assessing its next steps in Afghanistan, where U.S. troops have been present for nearly 20 years.